You're listening to Roundtable. Credit card fraud and tourism go hand in hand these days, with the national holiday Golden Week right around the corner. Let's talk about how to avoid credit card fraud and keep your money and spending safe. Guys, first of all, please let me know, how bad is it with credit card fraud?
Right, it's quite rampant. According to a report conducted by the Ike Group and ACI Worldwide, it's an independent research and advisory firm, 20% of the respondents from Singapore have experienced credit card fraud in the past 5 years. Another survey in Britain showed that the loss caused by credit fraud in the country has been increased by some 26% in 2005 compared with last year. So, He Yang, as a cave person, aww, I know that you don't have a credit card. Maybe you are safe from such frauds. But for every other potential client, even when the amount of money is not significant, it's still painful to go through the investigation process. So keep your money safe. It's very important.
Guys, I have something to say.
What is it?
Also don't have a credit card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got it. I mean, credit cards are, I've always been told, are a double-edged sword by my father. Thanks, Dad. But basically, you can get into debt really easy. It's free money, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're like, $2,000? Oh my God. But at the same time, they can really come in handy when you're traveling. All of a sudden, maybe your union pay or something doesn't work, and you have this credit card that can be used in multiple places, and it's kind of like, if I ran out of money, I know I always have something to lean back on. It's that safety net, so I do think it is important to have on you when you're traveling. I recently went to Europe, and I kind of wish I had one because, you know, in certain situations, I feel like they're more often accepted than a debit card. But let's talk about why they might or what you can do to make sure that when you take these bad boys with you, they are safe. So first of all, number one, look through your statements and cards. You know, familiarize yourself with your cards. I would say also set up alerts for any transactions made with your card. I really like this one especially because, like, you are the hub for all of your information. What are the chances, like, maybe your phone or whatever device, your email device that you get that stuff on is going to be stolen with maybe your card or whatever happens? At least you know there's been some fraudulent activity, and a lot of banks, at least in the U.S., say you have to report it in 24 hours or you're responsible.
Oh, yeah, it can buy you some precious time. You know, whenever there is a transaction happening, you will get a text message that notifies you about the transaction. If you find that the transactions are not made by yourself, then you notice their problem. Then you have the time to report to the bank immediately. You take action ASAP. And also another suggestion I find useful is that be vigilant when using your credit card overseas. So maybe you pay cash whenever possible, but Chinese people is notoriously for carrying too much cash overseas sometimes. So if you have to use your card sometimes, present your card at the cashier and complete the payment there. You must be there and watching the cashier do the procedure. And don't show your passport at the same time, because ooh, if you the bad guy collect the information of the card holder, they can use your own card to make transactions. Be vigilant overseas.
Yeah, especially when you're overseas, I think you don't really know the way they deal with business that well, and sometimes don't be afraid to ask, I think, and it's always important to keep to make sure that your passport and your cards are sort of in sight. I think sometimes maybe you are a little bit afraid that it might seem uncouth if you say, oh, you know, don't take that away. But I think safety is kind of important here, so it's okay to take that as a priority.
Yeah, I would say be on your guard. And it's tough because, and I'll tell you why it's tough. It's tough because you're in maybe a new country with a different culture where everything might strike you as unusual when someone does something or whatever. But People, especially, I would say, you know, I've had a lot of friends tell me that in certain places in Europe, they're really good at picking your pocket, and it's sometimes really hard to even notice. But just be on your A game, know where you're going, maybe even, I would say, research, like, if you're going to a certain place, the kind of things that have happened to other people that have been there. Know where you're going, know the culture, be aware of that knowledge, so that when you're going in there, you know what to expect.
Yes, for sure. And many of our listeners and myself, we are all surprised that Mr. Ryan Price does not have a credit card.
It's true. Like I said, my dad was like, they're bad news. So I didn't get one. But actually, in the long run, too, building up a credit score, it's very necessary. And I think in the U.S. and a lot of Western countries, if you don't have a credit score, you can't even buy a house. So at some point, I will have to get one.
Oh, even if you don't have a credit card, that's not a big problem. You can always have some local cash or local currencies. It's safe. It's save it for rainy days, right?
Yes, and that is the rainy day you should be thinking about. And I'd like to say thank you to our WeChat listener, WHL, has some criticism to the show, but I think it's constructive. And thank you for your support to the show. And Liam, good luck with the big contest you're going to take part in. Good luck to you. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Yu Yang. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everyone.